Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Good evening. This is Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchuck Show in the middle of a storm. Anyway, I'm doing a very short show because I'm not so sure I'm able to do my regular show actually tomorrow night. So I'm doing a special show tonight. It'll be short, but I just wanted to, do a little catch up. I know Sunday I did talk about, the film that I was working on Saturday, which I've been working on, a superhero type of film called Valkyrie. And it's actually on my dream to, it's on my path. I'm half asleep right now. It's on my path to my goal to work on my big dream, which is to work with Jackie Chan. And let me just say, I actually was pulling a Rocky on Saturday. We were actually doing some filming right as we were training. And I was pulling up a big rock, and you can even see the picture and the expression on my face, and it was very comedic. The other thing that I've been working on, I've been doing a radio show, well, not a radio show, a TV show on the internet. I started that. I'm also becoming more involved in other projects, too. Another one called Bullied, the film. And it actually is a tragic film. And I guess in a couple months, this other company that I've been working with for that film, where I'll be doing a part as a police officer. It is a tragic film, and it's something where, something I wanted to come on board. And all the films that I'm doing, I'm not looking to actually, win awards and stuff. It's just something I want to make a difference in my own way. Besides, working on my dream to work with my idol, Jackie Chan, I'm looking to work with more people that do films that make a difference. So that's actually what I'm looking to do in the industry. And, I don't care about you know, being famous and such. It's just that working on my dreams, you know, I felt very lucky and very blessed because I know at my age, which I'm not ashamed to say what my age is. I'm 42 years old, you know, and it's something that I believe if anybody has a dream, you should definitely go for it because you're as good as anybody else. And I know in the way that sometimes there are very negative people, and I mention this all the time, just get away from them. And, you know, especially people that are energy-sucking vampires, you got to learn to stay away with those people and get away. And, yes, I was able to do that myself. And many years ago, I was around the most negative people, and, you know, those people only looked to better their lives and just use people. And I learned, yes, the hard way, I learned to stay away from those type of people. And, you know, I could sit here and tell you stories among stories about people, but that's not what I want to do because, you know, I live my life a whole different way now, and I'm happy and content with what I'm doing because I know people, most of the people in life, you know, they become bitter and angry with their own lives because they choose a path and they're unhappy. So what some people do is they go around hating people and hating the world and taking everything out on everybody else and just blaming everyone else instead of focusing on themselves. And I swear I do think that with people, sometimes when some people are sick, I think they make themselves sick because they're so angry and bitter of everybody else's happiness. And I really tend to think that's what makes people sick sometimes, and they'll never be able to cure themselves because most of the time they'll end up in the hospital over and over again because they're so wrapped up in their own lives, knowing that other people are happy and they're not happy about other people's happiness. So I learned that I am not going to feel guilty just because other people are upset with my happiness. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And, hey, you know, I hope I can inspire other people that actually have dreams to be able to go on with their dreams because I just know I want to make a difference in films. That's what I really want to do, not only to work with Jackie Chan. And let me say that, working with Jackie Chan does not mean that I'm going to become a superstar and stuff. It's just something I want to do. I want to work one scene with him. I don't want to fight Jackie Chan. I just want to work a scene with him. And I have the experience doing dinner theater, doing a comedy, you know, doing things, you know, things that I never thought I'd be doing. You know, so that's what I want to keep doing and finding the people that are positive. You know what I mean? That's something that I could keep going on talking about this forever and ever, but I'm trying to stay positive, and I always am. And, you know, I work Monday through Thursday, and I'm exhausted. Today they shut everything down, and I was able to take a nap, and I'm only doing a short show because I'm so exhausted. And I think I'm still exhausted from Saturday, but, you know, it's something that I wanted to do, and I'm so thankful. I thank God. Oh, I'm so thankful. So very, very thankful for everything in my life and everything that is coming to me. And you know why it's coming to me is because I'm working. I'm not sitting and complaining about anybody else's life. I'm actually doing. So I hope people out there, anybody that listens to my show, just remember, if you have a dream, you're as good as anybody else. And on my path, on my goal to, you know, working, you know, towards my goal, working with Jackie Chan, I've met great, wonderful people. And I always mention Ahura Zacoradaliza, which is my big brother, my teacher. And it's Director Z. Well, when Ron said that, Director Z, that's what I got to call him. Let me say, working with Director Z, wowzers. Man is amazing. He's just like, he'll push you. He'll push you when you're working on a film set, let me say. I've never worked so hard on the film set as I've done on Falkir. And I know it's like the day when it's like, you know, he's giving instructions on what to do. And, man, that man will push all of us girls, you know, all of us women on Falkir. He's making us pick up rocks. And I'm telling you, these huge rocks, they're not props. They're real. And there's a picture of me, and I swear to God, it was all very comedic on Saturday when I was actually doing Falkir. It's just like, I think it looked like I was giving birth on the mountain or something. It's just that doing the stuff, I was pulling a Rocky, like I said, you know, doing the training right on the film. And I just, I'll never forget this for the rest of my life. And you know what's going to be weird? When we finally finish doing Falkir, I'm going to sit here and be like, you know, What do I say? I've been working on it for so many years, and then when we're done, it's going to be like, it's done. Now what's next? And it's going to be, I think it's going to be really bittersweet when we actually finish Elk Here, because it's something that's been part of my life for so long, and it'll be like, when Elk Here's done, I'll feel like, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself, but I already know I'll probably do more films, and, you know, I plan on making my life better even more, because the more chances I get to do something, I'm going to do it. I definitely am going to do it, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to let anybody stop me, and I look to better my life even more daily. But today, I'm just so exhausted, so I'm just doing a short radio show tonight because I'm not sure if I'm able to do one tomorrow. And, you know, just remember that, I know I repeat myself quite a lot, but if you do have a dream, no matter what it is, you should definitely at least try and go for it. And the only one that's actually stopping you is yourself. And you shouldn't listen to negative people that tell you that you can't do a dream. Hey, if you're paying your own bills like myself and paying for, you know, a roof over your head, you know, why shouldn't you be able to actually go out and do your dream? You know, and I just feel very lucky, very, you know, blessed that I am doing what I've always wanted to do in life. And I just say thank you. All the people that have been helping me out, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I so appreciate all the people in the film business that have been helping me out, you know, that have been doing it for so many years. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And my little furball co-host Jackie Chan Kitty, she was just purring going, hey, pay attention to me. I don't know what it is with Jackie Chan Kitty. She just wants to get my attention. And she was like, you know, anytime I do the TV show on the internet or doing this show, she's just like, pet me, pet me, pet me. I want some attention. So I don't know how many people in the world out there have a co-host with a little furball. And I think I've mentioned before, you know, I actually got her as a stray, and now she's a little freaking out because out there the snow is coming down like crazy. They've got, I'm going to actually take a peek outside right now inside the studio. Let's see what it looks like. Yep. The snow is coming down. We're supposed to have 17 inches up here, I mean, and hopefully we won't lose our electricity. So that's something I'm hoping for. And if anybody's out there, you know, in East Coast, just make sure you plug in your cell phones, because I know a lot of people use their cell phones for an alarm clock. So make sure you plug it in and charge up your phone before you go to bed tonight. So just remember to do that. And, you know, I think I'm just rambling on, but when don't I just ramble on? I just keep going on and on. You know, I wasn't planning on anybody calling in tonight. I know this is like a surprise show. Like I said, I might not be able to do a show tomorrow night, so I'm doing a little quickie tonight. I better watch how I use the term quickie. People could take that all in the wrong way, but, you know, I'm sitting here, and it is a blessing. And I thank God they have a roof over my head, a nice warm bed, and, you know, my belly is full. And it's something I think a lot of people, maybe they take for granted and they don't think of these things, but I feel so blessed, and I feel lucky to have a job. As stressful as I am with the job, you know, I'm very lucky and blessed to be able to have this life. And things are just growing for me and expanding, and I'm getting to do more and more things and feel very lucky and very blessed to be able to do these things. And like I said, this is a very short show tonight. You know, if Jackie Chan, if you happen to be listening, who knows, he could be listening. Hi, Jackie, how you doing? This is Shelly Nunchucks. I love you, Jackie Chan. Love you, love you, love you. I hope to someday I'm able to sit down and have tea with you and talk about my big brother. Like, you know, you can talk about Samuel and Yon and, you know, your brothers, and I can talk about all my film brothers. Yes, that'd be so awesome to sit with Jackie Chan and talk about all my film brothers. I would be so excited to talk about Jackie Chan because, you know, he's had brothers that helped him in the business and, you know, just like growing up in that drama theater academy that he was signed into. It was a martial arts drama theater academy. And, boy, did they put Jackie Chan through so much things. And I know that when he didn't do something, they used to got to beat him. So if he didn't do a flip or anything right, he used to get, like, spankings and beatings. And it's like, that's why Jackie Chan is good at what he does. Because if not, he got spanking. I don't have to say beatings. It's just, if you read Jackie Chan's book, I Am Jackie Chan, and you find out about his life, and you'll understand why Jackie is so good at what he does, because he had to. It's how he had to survive until he was like 18 years old, because his mother and father had to sign him into this academy, and it was rough. It was really rough training. And Jackie said that he was always hungry, and Oh, my Facebook page. They're actually, I wonder what's going on because I keep getting these notations. Okay. I guess people are, I made this video on Blog Talk TV, which is actually being merged with another one. It was for Bully, the film. And what I did is actually, I posted it in many different places. And what I did is I did what those poor kids, the ones that, you know, as young as 9 years old, well, let me just start from the beginning. I thought, I've been doing research on YouTube and many other places, and I've learned as little as 9 years old kids are taking their lives. And what they're doing is they're writing a suicide note by taking index cards without saying things and doing their suicide note via YouTube. And I'm just was when I started seeing more and more of these poor kids, and they're doing it because they're being bullied and they feel alone. And so I was trying to do what they did and turned it around. And the video I made, I titled for Bullied the Film. And what I did is I took that and took the index cards and wrote on them like those poor kids did. And, you know, I didn't say a word, but I played Pink's song Perfect in the background. And just to have that, letting those poor kids know out there, I hope they don't feel alone because I was once in their shoes. And when I was growing up, you know, the neighbors watched, the teachers, they watched in the classrooms. And when I went home, you know, they said it was my fault for being bullied and, you know, being beat up. I did not want to fight. And, you know, people can't understand saying, oh, the kids, that's stupid for them taking their lives. But you have to realize, people, these kids are 9 years old, as little as 9 years old. And for them to be tortured like that, you know, even if their parents say, you can't blame the parents because you're not going to understand unless you're in their shoes. You're so embarrassed and you feel alone. You feel like you can't turn to anyone. So I came on board. And a couple months they were doing Bullied the Film. And that's why I came on board to show, you know, I was there in their footsteps. Now, as an adult, I had trained in martial arts. I don't take crap from anyone. I don't like fighting. I know this sounds really strange, but I love martial arts and learning, you know, forms. I'm not like a black belt or anything, but I love, and I've always loved martial arts. And here I am, you know, trained in some martial arts, and I dream of working with my idol, Jackie Chan. No, it's kind of ironic because I look back as a kid and go, that just doesn't seem like that was possible, but it was part of my life. And I keep saying, thinking, no, none of that stuff happened. Like, I try to block it out, but it really did. But it made me as a stronger person. So I'm hoping and I'm praying to God, maybe, just maybe, doing stuff like this. I know I'm railing on, but forgive me because I'm so exhausted. You know, it's just something that I just hope to make a difference in this world. Drew Films. I don't care about awards. I don't care about them. I just like doing films. And on my path to Jackie Chan, I hope to make a difference in films. More than anything, with all my heart, my film roles, I am going to put myself in 110%, 200%, 300%. And I hope the roles I get are going to make a difference in the world in the film. And that's the films that I want to put. I don't care about being the glamorous girl, the beauty queen stuff. I want to do the film roles that make a difference, Boston accent and all, and that's what I really want to do. You know, I know it's kind of strange to say, I want to do the action roles, but I want to do films that are going to make a difference in this world, and that's what I'm hoping to find and connect with more filmmakers. But anyway, like I said, I'm doing a very short radio show tonight, and I'm going to end the song with the song of all songs for our film, Valcare. And actually, you can go to fundraiser, and if you feel like donating for you know, to help raise money for our film on fundraiser for Falcare, or you can actually go to Falcare, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R, and it's about, you know, women, five different women from five different time periods. And once again, my character is like Rosie the Riveter, and we get whisked away to another place where we are in the training right now. We're actually doing the training right on film, and you can see the pictures that they took of me on Saturday, and there I am was lifting a stone, a big, huge rock, and it was heavy, and you can see the expression on my face for the picture. So if you go to my Facebook, you will see it. Or if you go to Falcare, you can see the pictures, and let me say, it's exhausting. It's exhausting, but I'm hanging in there for my dream, and I'm going to end tonight's show with battle song. And like I said, music, it sets the mood for a film. And with battle song, that's going to be a song that's in our film. And I think it is actually our battle, our theme, maybe not a thing, but, our song that's during our battle film. I'm pretty sure that's one of those. It's called Battle Song. And it's by Director Zio, the man, the myth himself, Horace the Cordeliers. And happy birthday to him. He was celebrating his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday again, once again, to Horace the Cordeliers. And he gets to sing his song, Battle Song, with his beautiful, lovely, talented wife, Sonari. So I'm going to end the show with a very awesome, positive note. And yes, once again, I am a spaz. So I'm going to end the show tonight with Battle Song. Everyone, remember, if you have dreams, you are as good as anybody else. You take that chance and you go for it, because if I can, you can too. Anyone, anyway, everyone, have a very good night.